For anyone who's ever driven by a crumbling New Hampshire barn and wondered what could be inside there, here is one answer: a stack of dusty old film reels that turned out to be the only surviving copy from a long-lost 1911 film. The movie, called Their First Misunderstanding, was written by and stars Mary Pickford, one of the most beloved actresses of the silent film era. The discovery, which was made after the films were donated to the Keene State College Film Society, has made national news. CBS Sunday News covered it. Rachel Maddow honored the find by making a Mary Pickford cocktail on air, and the Library of Congress said it will restore the film. You can see it premiere for yourself at the Redfern Art Center at Keene State College tomorrow night. That's Friday. Producer Zach Nugent spoke with Professor Emeritus of Film Studies at Keene, Larry Benequist, about the discovery of this rare, important, and now celebrated film.
Mary Pickford isn't exactly a household name anymore. I was wondering if you could just give us a sense of who she was and who she became.
She was America's most popular actress, but no one knew her name. She was Little Mary with the curls and made film after film. When IMP approached her and said, "We'll give you an opportunity to get your name out there and to write the script for your first film for us," she jumped at it, knowing that it was an enormous step forward for actors. I mean, what she did was huge. She enabled other actors after her to demand the same thing. "I want my name out there. I want to be known." I've seen photographs of marquee posters from 1911, and there it says, IMP Films, Mary Pickford, starring in Their First Misunderstanding. That had never been done before. So this was huge. She was one of the original three dozen signatories to the creation of the Academy of Motion Picture of Arts and Sciences. She was, in her own way, a feminist activist. She was hugely important and made films through 1933 when she stopped.
So why is this discovery so important?
You get to see the development of an artist. I mean, her acting, she was 18, I believe, when she made this film. Her acting was extraordinary at that point. Of course, she had made dozens of films at that point. So, to me, it's like a missing pieces of a mosaic. 90% of the films made before 1930 are lost. I'd say we know more about the art of Shakespeare's time than we do of our own film history before 1930. I believe that's true. When you consider that 90% of the output of this hugely significant, probably the most significant art form of the 20th century, is lost. Finding any piece of it adds a lot of information to what we know about ourselves.
Larry, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Wise guys with plenty of empathy. That's what the New York Times called the venerable power pop band Fountains of Wayne. On Saturday, Fountains of Wayne brings its cannily crafted songs to the Stockbridge Theater in Derry. You may know the band's 2003 hit, Stacy's Mom. We caught up with bassist Adam Schlesinger on the road to see if Stacy's Mom still has it going on.
I hope so, for our sake. When that song came out, you know, we had already been around for 8 years as a band, and there's been a whole bunch of songs that we thought, in an ideal world, could have been hit singles. So, you know, we were happily surprised when we actually had a hit single finally. But I can't really say why it was that one. You know, it was an exciting period. But I think, in a way, it was good that it came 8 years into our career, because I think we had a little more perspective at that point. You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be.
Fountains of Wayne will be at the Stockbridge Theater in Derry on Saturday. You can fill out the weekend with a reading by New Hampshire writer Tony Irons, who kicks off the Sundays on the Porch series at Califf's Country Store in Barrington. Tony's going to be reading from his second novel. It's called Dengman Gap, and it's set a little further south on the Appalachian Trail in Cherokee Country, where business interests are colluding with the U.S. government to violate a sacred burial ground. The reading, along with some twangy old-time Appalachian music, start at 2. For details on Tony Iron's reading, the Mary Pickford film, or the Fountains of Wayne show, head on over to wordofmouthradio.org. Whatever you decide to do this weekend, take Word of Mouth with you. You can do it with the NHPR app, an easy download on iPad, iPhone, and Android. We invite you to share stories that you've heard with your friends. You can email them or share them on social media. After all, the best stories are told by word of mouth. Please let us hear yours and keep in touch.